It's Tuesday, May 2nd, AD 2023. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, another 20 villagers were killed by Islamic extremists during a two-day massacre in the Nigerian Nasarawa state. Shockingly, the police never showed up. One resident told International Christian Concern, quote, "We lost hope in the Nigerian police," end quote. Artificial intelligence is a rising concern for the persecuted church. Pastor Mao Zedong is warning Chinese Christians that, quote, "With the data collected from WeChat and hundreds of millions of surveillance cameras which are processed with artificial intelligence algorithms, the power is way beyond any other totalitarian regime," end quote. China recently banned its citizens on WeChat from using religious words, including Christ. Unbelievably, a baptism video posted on the platform recently led to a Chinese pastor's arrest. Global Christian Relief lists 5 ways that artificial intelligence could be used to persecute Christians. 1, surveillance and facial recognition. 2, censorship and content filtering. 3, deep fakes, or digitally manipulating one person's likeness with another to create fabricated events or speeches. 4, predictive policing to anticipate crimes before they occur. And 5, highly unregulated autonomous weapons designed to kill innocent people. Now that a minority of those in Great Britain call themselves Christians, the coronation ceremony for King Charles this coming Saturday, May 6th, is adapting. All major religions will be recognized in a more polytheistic ceremony. Archbishop Justin Welby issued a statement noting that, quote, "The service contains new elements that reflect the diversity of our contemporary society," end quote. Buddhist, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, and Sikh leaders will participate. Yet, according to the official coronation oath, King Charles will vow to, quote, "maintain the laws of God and the true profession of the gospel, and do the utmost in his power to maintain in the United Kingdom the Protestant Reformed religion established by law," end quote. The Biden administration has released new rules on home mortgages intended to punish families with good credit scores and offering better mortgage rates to people with worse credit scores. In a letter to the White House, state treasurers from 27 states have weighed in on the policy, calling out the plan as a, quote, "disaster. It amounts to a middle-class tax hike that will unfairly cost American families millions upon millions of dollars. And at a time when the real estate market has already slowed considerably due to high interest rates, it will further depress home sales," end quote. The National Association of Realtors has also come out against the new rules. Since 2008, the federal government has issued these LLPA fees to help offset the risks borne by Fannie and Freddie Mac, the federal government's mortgage institutions, under the rubric of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The fee is often hidden, as lenders will adjust the mortgage interest rates to include the fee. Leviticus 19:15 warns government officials, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great." And Exodus 30:15 says, "The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less." Last week, the shareholders for Coca-Cola voted down a resolution advocating divestiture from pro-life states. Get this, by a vote of 87% to 13%, reports World Magazine. By contrast, it seems that the boardrooms of America's corporations have already gone woke. A full 75% of the largest 15 companies in the U.S. have a 100% perfect score on the Homosexual Human Rights Campaign Woke Survey, and 2/3 of the nation's 500 largest companies provide transgender-inclusive health insurance, up from 3% just 13 years ago. First Republic Bank became the third big bank failure for the year yesterday. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took control of it, dismembered it, and then handed what was left to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, reports WallStreet.com. That includes $173 billion in loans, $30 billion in securities, and J.P. Morgan gets the $92 billion in deposits. Thus far, the three bank failures this year add up to about $540 billion in total assets. That compares to about $420 billion in bank failures in the 2008-2009 timeframe. The First Republic bank failure will cost taxpayers another $13 billion, according to FDIC estimates. And finally, Japan is moving towards approving the abortion kill pill. A panel from Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare voted to approve the kill pill last month, allowing women to kill their preborn babies up to the ninth week of gestation. Japan's fertility rate has dropped to 1.3 per woman. The countries with the lowest birth rates in the world, by use of conception control, abortifacients, and abortion, are Puerto Rico, Portugal, Spain, Bulgaria, Greece, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, which is at a shocking 0.79. But let us remember the wisdom of Psalm 9, verse 8. The Lord will judge the world in righteousness. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.